Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Got a glancing blow, I guess, from outraged Laura, who is still pounding around. What's cooking down your way, Larry? How's your weather now?
Well, today was an extreme heat day, about 100, but the Laura brought us about 100-degree humidity, which really zoomed up. It feels like 120. It's been a hot day, but we're supposedly going to have rain the next 3 or 4 days.
Well, you know, the weather has become so erratic, folks. If you just look on the web and go all around the world, and it's amazing what's going on planet Earth. Most people are not aware of it because they don't look for the global stuff to really put it into perspective as to how erratic and how unusual the weather is getting everywhere. Anyway, before we get rolling here, we've gotten some notices on our website, for the Night Shadows website, that they're getting a 503 service unavailable. Hopefully that has taken care of itself and everything is back up, but I just wanted to alert everybody that if it does, we also, of course, have it posted. Peter posted on his Ben Before It's News site. Follows the Way, I think is what he calls it. And it's also up on Angel Fall 923, if we can get it up there. Definitely problems all over with glitches. A lot of this is electromagnetic, and a lot of it is, how do we say, censorship. And anyway, I just wanted everybody to be aware of that. We've had some space weather alerts too, Larry. What's the latest on this solar flare? Kind of a minor one, but still, I think these things are affecting people. If you feel washed out, dizzy, or brain fog, you might want to think about solar activity and changes in the frequencies on here on Earth. What's the latest, Larry?
Well, the latest basically is there were some major flares flared off the backside of the sun. Thank God they wasn't facing Earth, but they're flaring off the backside, and I kind of attribute that somewhat to the presence of the destroyer.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of people don't agree with me, but I know what I know. And what's interesting is those flares, we get an energized atmosphere even from the backside flares. But we're also in some streams of erratic solar wind. And I just got a post on my phone a little earlier that we have a G5 geomagnetic storm going on around the poles right now. So the sun is excited, and it in turn, it excites the Earth.
Yeah. And then we've had some of these much larger plasma discharge events taking place. And I was going online and what they call sprites, these huge flashes of light on the top of thunderstorms going up into the highest reaches of space, I guess, before you really get into outer space. And they're finding out more and more and more of this stuff, and getting actual video and still pictures of it. So as we have warned before, these plasma discharge events are going to continue to get worse, and lightning will continue to get more and more. Now, there have been reports that possibly some of this is coming in from weapons that are circling the earth. Remember what the Bible says, that he maketh fire to come down out of heaven in the sight of men to deceive those, deceive the masses of the world. So there are kind of like Death Star. Larry, you saw some of that stuff some time ago, I think it was. And I think that was by the moon. It was a weapon of some type.
Yeah, and a number of my unconventional travels that most people don't believe in. But, yeah, I saw it up close. And the barrel of that weapon, the only thing I could find on the Internet throughout a number of years was a particle beam weapon. So I can't say that's what it was, but that's what that weapon appeared to be. And it was also wrapped in a black material, so it was invisible and would not reflect light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a fellow. He's posted some of his pictures on the Internet of cloaked, I guess, space station, huge, and many of them circling the Earth that nobody knows anything about. You know, they think of the International Space Station, and that's about it. But he has taken pictures of, and I think it's done in infrared, and some of the pictures he's taken are phenomenal. And these things are absolutely huge. We have no idea what's really going on around planet Earth. The only one that I think has been made public is the Black Knight satellite. In fact, they've even gotten pictures of it now. Nobody knows where it came from. Nobody knows who put it there. It's been there long before man had rockets that could launch such a thing. It was mentioned in the newspapers back in the 30s and 40s and 50s, I believe, somewhere in there. And they knew that there was something circling the Earth. Now, I've heard various rumors about them attempting to get inside it, because now we have been up there and looked it over. Have you heard of whether they actually got in there or not? I don't think they have.
Well, what was striking about that Black Knight satellite, it also had the ability, from what I read, to not only cloak itself at times, but to shape-shift, if you will, kind of like a transformer. You know, you remember the movies Transformers?
Yes.
It was kind of like this thing could change shapes for some degree. And oddly enough, Stuart, it was actually circling trajectory that we don't put satellites up in. In other words, it was set there before we put up any satellites at all. But I did hear in the background of the Internet, if you will, the black areas, that they had attempted to break into it, and that had failed. And then, you know, a lot of this stuff gets airbrushed, and you don't see it anymore.
Yeah. In fact, too many people at NASA have come forward and said, my job is to brush out all this stuff. And, you know, you're not supposed to know about it. When I produced Red Star, somebody took it to NASA, and they said, where did you get this? You're not supposed to know anything about any of this. So this is all secret, but if you're inquisitive and you want to search around. And then we found out that there was a Project Red, what was the name of that, Larry? Project Red something.
Red Sun, wasn't it?
Red Sun, yes. Project Red Sun. And I didn't know there was any such project.
Yeah, I found that out. I found it out through an Italian journalist that had the data on it, the same one, that Alberino, I believe was his name.
Yes.
He's the one that kept getting in trouble for putting stuff up there about the Apollo missions that were military and not public. And also involved in the craft on the moon and the Mona Lisa, et cetera, et cetera. But that Project Red Sun, Stuart, that was classified.
Yeah, and I had no, and it was basically about Mars. And they've been there. They've been there for quite a while. I know people roll their eyes and think you're nuts. But no, we're not. It's there, and they know it's there. They've been up there. Then you have these, what Trump declared was the space fleet. Well, it's just coming a little more public with something that's been going on for a long, long time. NASA has for I don't know how many years had both a public space program, you know, the shuttles and all of that, but they've had likewise a very classified, high secret military program going on. And I believe really that part of this Project Blue Beam is probably the part of that NASA secret program. If you're not familiar with Project Blue Beam, folks, go online and just type in Project Blue Beam. And you'll find out a lot about it. It's a real program. In fact, it was a fellow by the name of Serge Monast out of Canada that first brought Blue Beam into the light, and they murdered him for it. He was dead not shortly after that when he exposed it. But they can't hide this stuff much longer. They don't have to. They really don't have to worry. Most people roll their eyes at all this stuff anyway, and think you're nuts, and probably would even if the government announced it. So I don't know. Cosmic rays. This is from Space Weather. Solar minimum is underway. The sun's magnetic field is weak, allowing extra cosmic rays into the solar system. Neutron counts from the University of Ulu something geophysical observatory show that cosmic rays reaching Earth in 2020 are near a space age peak. So it's very, very high what they're talking about. And that's just one thing. Then they talk about ELVES. ELVES, above Tropical Storm Laura. Both Larry and I have talked about that. Highly energized. I don't know, folks. Brace yourselves. That's what Coverstone said repeatedly. He was shown by the Lord, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself. Because things are coming that you would not even believe. And I believe it's the Lord attempting to wake up comatose people who have no clue whatever of the real truth of what life here is on planet Earth. You're born into a lie, you grow up in a lie, you live through a lie, and you die in the lie if you don't do something about it. And this is all a deception. The movie, what was the name of that, Larry? It just dropped out of my mind. Matrix. Yeah. It had a lot of truth in it. We really are, folks, in a matrix. It's a very deceptive matrix. It blinds the human brain so that you have a veil over your mind and you can't see it. You don't even believe it exists, but it does. And that's why Jesus Christ came in to this matrix. And he told us when he came here, he said, this is a prison house. Do you folks not realize you're in a prison house? Do you not realize you are blind, poor, and naked? Do you not realize you are spiritually destitute? Do you not realize you are fallen? That was his message. Everybody didn't like it, so they strung him up. But by stringing him up on the cross and dying, he was able then to save people who would come to him and believe what he had said. And he asked a question. He says, why is it you don't believe me? Then he answered his own question. He says, because I'm telling you the truth. That's why you don't believe me. And that verifies what I just told you about. We're born into a lie. We're born into a delusionary matrix. And he told us that. That's what he was getting at. You need to do something about it. Unfortunately, most people said, I don't believe any of that stuff. That's got to be a complete fib. And so they wander off and die in their sins, just like Jesus said. Vast majority of people die in their sins. And they won't do what Jesus told them to do to get out of the matrix. And it's all right there in the good book. I call it the good book because there's no other book on earth that's actually good except that one. Anyway, shall we go into those Bible codes or Torah codes? They aren't really Bible codes, they're Torah codes.
Yeah, we can. The first one is a Barry Rothman. It's a new Torah code, which he completed August 27th. And the title is Traitor Pelosi Calls Trump and Associates Enemy of the State. And that reminded me of that movie, Enemy of the State, you know, when the deep state wanted to take out a guy they thought was a threat. But
yes.
Anyway, oddly enough, he made a comment, too, Rothman did. He says, Nancy Pelosi promotes treason and civil war. And I think he's really accurate with that, because it seems like that's what they're pushing and that's where they're headed. Interestingly, there's eight words in the matrix, and here they are. Number one, enemy of the state. Number two, domestic. Number three, Barack. Number four, Pelosi. Number five, Iran. Number six, president. Number seven, UFO. Number eight, Chinese.
Well, that's enemy of the state, domestic. That ties together. Pelosi is committing treason. I don't care what anybody says. She is a speaker of the House. You don't be calling the President of the United States, unless he truly is committing high treason, which he isn't. He's trying to uphold the Constitution as best as he can. Pelosi is the true enemy of the state. She's committing high treason. George Soros, high treason. George Soros also is a dual citizen. As far as I know, he's got an American citizenship. He's trying to undermine the Constitution of the United States. He's behind a lot of these Antifa terrorists. He's financing these people. We've even got some of them to admit, yeah, they get a paycheck from George Soros, or one of his organizations, I should say. So you got all these people, including governors, mayors, and even council people on your county boards who have infiltrated. They're communists, socialists. We've got one right here in Wisconsin. I want to get into that boy, that 17-year-old, I think his first name is Kyle or something like that. But anyway, these people truly are committing treason. They are domestic enemies. Nothing's going to happen to them because the Bible says the fourth beast, which is a communist Chinese United Nations, blue helmets, notoriously evil people, are going to be walking the streets of America. And Henry Kissinger, there's another one, who said the American people are going to be very, very happy to see these people on our streets. This has been planned out for the last 50 years. When I produced Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny, I had all the stuff. I had all the documents. All you had to do was put them together. This has been going on for a long, long time. And the problem was that the American people just simply could not wrap their minds around the fact that our government was the enemy of the people. Because governments are supposed to protect you. Yeah, well, they're protecting all right themselves. And we know how it's going to go down because everything that Daniel the prophet said has already basically occurred. The United Nations is now rising up right in front of our face, and they are behind most of this. And all you got to do is follow the paper trail. and they're going to win for a very, very short time. And that's where they get their comeuppance, because the Lord said, I'm going to destroy all of them, every one of them. I'm just going to utterly destroy them. They will be in eternal hellfire. And a lot of people don't even believe that exists. Well, I got news for you. It does. And I saw a small part of it. And what little tiny part I actually was shown, the people of the world would be on their bellies already screaming for mercy. But for whatever reason the Lord has, he's kept all of that silent, quiet, and let the human race go on its merry way into perdition. They rejected his son. They said to his son, you're crazy. You're a fruitcake. And they basically have made the Bible or part of, you know, we got a marker out there in Seattle or Portland, wherever it was, they burned the Bibles. That's a marker, folks. That's what they intend to do. Satan hates humanity. He hates you with a passion. He's operating through people like Soros and Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of them. He is not called the prince and power of the air or of the spirit for nothing. He is in charge. He has limits. The Lord has placed limits on him. Read the book of Job. You'll find out that the Lord has limits. But within those limits, basically, Satan is able to do whatever he wants. And the Lord's allowing it because it's part of the agenda. And part of that agenda is the rise of the United Nations, the extermination of a good part of the American people, the demise of the United States, then followed not too far along the demise of the world, the demise of the planet. When I say demise, I just simply mean the removal of the global civilization that we now have. And remember what the Bible says, what was will be again. So we're only doing what was done long, long ago, demolished by the flood, which a lot of people don't even believe in the flood. That was just mythology. Well, no, it wasn't, folks. It's all real. The salvation gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is real. Now there's a situation developing where people say, well, I'm not a follower of Christ, I'm a Pauline. Well, they should read Paul very carefully, because Paul talks about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I don't know where all this spurious foolishness is coming from. The Lord told us all, do not be blown about by every wind of doctrine, but anchor yourself in the truth. And this is what people have not done. And so they are blown about by every wind of doctrine. Remember, the name of Babylon means confusion. And boy, is this a nation of religious confusion. It's amazing. Anyway, kind of drifted off there, but enemy of the state, domestic, why is Barack's name in there, I wonder? Well, any guesses?
Yeah, I'd have a good guess, because he's behind some of this. This is a lot of his plan to return. And by the way, I was going to mention that Lou Dobbs was on a little bit earlier before the show, and he had Tom Fenton on with Judicial Watch. And Tom Fenton was reporting that from everything he can tell, there's nobody really going to be rounded up, you know, that was involved in the coup, and that it's pretty much a show and tell without any...
Yep.
Any evidence, and he said people are paying all of these violent Antifa and Black Lives Matter people. He said they're feeding them, they're lining them up, they're giving them what they need, they're busing them to these things, these events, and they're tearing up the streets and setting things on fire and coming against Trump. He said, when is Trump going to decide this is an insurgency, which is exactly what it is, and begin to arrest everyone behind it, including the financiers, which you mentioned?
Yeah, because Bible prophecy says they won't be. It's like, you know, again, we got QAnon, and for the last almost 3 years now, QAnon's been saying all these guys like Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of these guys, they're all going to be in Gitmo wearing orange jumpsuits. Last I saw, Hillary seems fine. She's out running around, bad-mouthing Trump. So, you know, QAnon is a rising thing, but it's totally fake. And by the way, there was a fellow on YouTube that really got into QAnon, and I know probably some people listening have heard about it, but it's totally satanic. And it's just one more lie of the great liar. And so I don't know, folks. Anchor yourself to the Bible, to the truth of the Bible, to the truth of Jesus Christ, because we are now living in nothing but an ocean of lies. And it doesn't matter who says it. They're all liars. Psalm 2 says they're all liars. They're all connected into this thing. And down they go. What does the Lord say? I'm going to hold them in derision. All these kings and princes and authorities, I'm going to show them who's the real boss, because they aren't. It's kind of like when Trump said, I'm president and you're not. Well, Jesus is going to say, I'm king of kings and you're not. So here we go. In fact, I think Laura was part of the here we go. I guess she did some damage.
I was just going to mention, Stuart, that part of what's interesting, two things came out this last week, and one of them was Steve Quayle video, and I believe you watched it, where he's warning that these people are coming to your front doors. And by the way, they are beginning now to infiltrate into the suburbs to go after the people that don't live in downtown. So this is beginning to happen. And then on the other hand, I was going to mention that Tom Mack recently sent a October missiles deal to Alex Jones. I guess they were chatting about my vision of the missiles in October, and that was many, many years ago. And Al Cuppet responded, and he sent me a post of it, and he said, well, the way things are going, shortly God's not going to have any people left unless he intervenes with either a war or a major catastrophe, a worldwide catastrophe, to put the brakes on this movement by the left to destroy everything.
Well, remember what the Lord said about the snare. He said, a snare is coming upon all those who dwell upon the whole earth. And you better get ready for it. And he said, pray always that you stand, that you are found worthy to stand before the Son of Man and escape these things that are to come. And then you go into Thessalonians, and you sort of run into the same thing. I don't know. I just wish. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, it's also mentioned a hideaway, a place to hide away in the book of Zephaniah, which is one that hardly anybody ever reads.
Yes. Yep, folks, it's scattered throughout the Old Testament as well. Hide thyself in the book of Isaiah, as it were, until the indignation be overpassed. The Lord has a plan for his people, but he also has a plan for those that are not his people. And that's the sad part, because we are in rank, and I do mean rank apostasy, away from the real truth. That's why Jesus said what he said when he asked, why is it? Why is it you don't hear my words? Then he answers his own question, because I'm telling you the truth. for whatever reason, humanity does not want to hear the truth, and we know what that is. It's a rebellion. We are in deep, deep rebellion. We don't even know we're in rebellion. That's the sad part. You don't find out you're in real rebellion until you start looking at this stuff. And all of a sudden, it's shocking, the rebellion that humanity really is in. It's just too bad. I want to read a little bit from Thessalonians. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Well, there you go. That they all might be damned, who believe not the truth. Humanity believes lies, but they hate the real truth. And I know that because I've been in the ministry, as Larry has, for a number of years, and all you get is trounced on if you tell people the truth. They don't want to hear it. It's a spirit of rebellion, folks. I want to read this one, Larry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters on Thursday that there should be no presidential debates between Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden, dismissing them as nothing more than an exercise in skullduggery. Okay, you know, beautiful Nancy. I don't think she's, if you put a carpenter's level on Nancy Pelosi, she's probably about 25 balls off center, I think, or something. There's something really wrong with her. What do you think? What is she doing that for?
Well, that's according to Barry Rothman's code and other insiders. They're saying that she's setting up for a civil war. That she does not plan for there to be an election. And even if the election happens, it will not matter. And that goes along with Kamala Harris today. I saw her. She came on TV and said that this stuff in the streets that's happening, this chaos, that it's going to go on until the election. And she even added it's going to go on after the election, so it won't really matter what the election is, because they're not going to admit defeat, and then they're going to work at taking it. And it's oddly enough, here's a quote from Hal Turner. Says Pelosi and the Democrats say Trump and his Republican allies and supporters are the domestic enemies of the state. Democrats' shameful moves to call Trump allies enemies of the state in America. And Hal added, he said, we are headed directly for a civil war in America. Talk doesn't work anymore. And I know you're going to talk about this kid that had the problem in, yes, Kenosha, Wisconsin, but I was just going to mention that I was listening to Dave Hodges and Mike Adams and Hagman, and by the way, Hagman said watch out this weekend, that they're priming up, he said, Friday to really go heavy in certain cities this weekend. But also at the same time, lost my train of thought there, I was going to say that well, anyway, you ever lose your train of thought? I guess I did.
Most of the time, actually.
but anyway, as I was getting at it, that it seems like Pelosi's plan is to go to a civil war. And, I know what I was going to mention. You're going to talk about that kid. Some of these that I just mentioned were talking about, they said, if you'll watch closely, that was a shot heard around the world, because that was literally because of the chaos and the police not doing their job and stopping the chaos in the streets. You've got teenagers and people in their early 20s coming out with their weapons to protect their neighborhoods or their stores, and they said that's not too bad, even though they had this incident. But what they were warning about, they said, when you see people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s come out with their weapons, the jig's up.
Yeah, sooner or later, hopefully, in some ways, I wish, however, there's two sides to this story. because of the timeline of the Lord and because of judgments from the Lord. So I've always maintained, don't get involved in a revolution, armed revolution, because that's exactly what deep state has long said they want. So then they could come in and declare full martial law, clamp down on everybody. Pelosi may be in the lead, or this Harris character, who's also obviously got a few issues. And away we go. America has to fall. But the main fall is when we are attacked. And with I wanted to get into a little bit, remind me, Larry, to get back into what Russia is doing, because it's reminiscent of Ezekiel 38:39. But I wanted to talk about this kid, because if you look at the pictures, he was attacked, and the three people that attacked him are hardened criminals, from what I can find out. They all have records, the three people. The attackers, this is, attackers have violent criminal history. So, I personally think they set this kid up. They're not above doing something like that. In fact, somebody said that was in the hospital where one of these criminals was being treated, said he was going to kill the kid. So he had every right to fight back. He had every right to shoot him. And I don't understand what is really going on with people's minds, that you do not have the right to protect your property, and you do not have the right to protect even your house. And this doctrine of a man's castle is being eroded away, because you have to understand, folks, that Agenda 21, 30, and 50 from the United Nations, a full communist operation from start to finish, says you don't have a right to private property. You don't have a right to your home. So when you hear these Antifa people going out into the suburbs and saying, get out of your home, that's our home, they are echoing the United Nations. The United Nations is satanic to its core. I'm not sure why the Lord's allowing all this to happen, but he has his agenda, and it's going to happen. And the United Nations is a horrible, horrible, satanic operation from the core upwards. Why it's even on American soil, I have no idea. I would have burned their building down and kicked them out. Yeah,
hey,
go ahead,
Kurt,
Larry.
I was just going to mention, too, I sent you an image of the one that he didn't kill. He only shot him in his right arm. And and there was an image of, I sent you the picture. He's kneeling down. What has he got in that right hand? He's got an automatic weapon, a pistol in that hand.
Yeah, it looks like a Glock or something. Yeah. No, they're going to railroad this kid unless we get some really high-powered attorneys that really know what they're doing to prevent it. But when you can't, you know, as far as I'm concerned, let me word it this way. Those two people that died and the one who got wounded, the blood of that is on the sheriff's hands. These sheriffs are employed to protect property. To burn somebody's property is arson. You go to prison for arson. And yet, these guys are allowed to burn. Look at what happened in Minneapolis. 1,500 or more buildings are burned. And I haven't heard of anybody really being arrested, not for arson. There's something radically wrong. And I know what it is. The communists have infiltrated just about every area of government. And they're turning our system of government upside down. They're reversing it all, which is exactly what communists do. When Pelosi said Trump's a enemy of the state, she's really saying I am an enemy of the state, because that's what they always do. Whatever they're guilty of, they put it on somebody else. And I don't know for the life of me why people can't get that through their head. But I got a feeling, and it's a bad one, that the far left may win this election by hook or crook. And like you just said, Larry, it may not matter. They'll just keep rioting and shooting and eventually going out. And this poor kid, he's going to get railroaded. And you can't defend your castle anymore. Well, it's only property. You shouldn't be killing people over property. Well, I don't think that's what happened. But, you know, nations go to war. Look at what happened over there in China and India when the Chinese took a little bit of land. People got killed over that. But over here, you can't defend your property. You just can't do it. And I can remember long ago, I had a biker rally actually next door to my property. And the bikers were coming up and stealing gasoline and stuff. And I called the sheriff, and he said, don't do anything. If you have to, leave your house. And I thought to myself, what? I don't want to use the word of what I thought of him. You know? You're supposed to abandon your property rather than defend it? You were an officer for a long, long time, Larry. You've seen all kinds of stuff. What is your take on what's going on?
Well, I stayed in trouble a lot because every time I went, even to a domestic, I looked at who had entered that property unlawfully. In other words, who lived there really has preeminence over that property, not the one that comes there to argue or comes there to fight or comes there to steal. And so that's usually the one. If I had to determine who went to jail, it was the one that illegally came on that property that didn't have right to that property. And, the system didn't like that. They wanted, the whole system in the last number of years, Stuart, has taught American people how to dial 911 and go hide in your closet or just go run. Let them have everything. Let them take your wife. Don't defend your property. Don't even defend your life. Just let them kill you. You know, matter of fact, for a long time, you know, they were telling people that were kidnapped, don't struggle with them. And where I'm coming from is I would have told people, poke their eyes out. If they're blind, they can't find you.
Yes. Well, the odds are now that if a woman is going to be raped, she's also going to be killed, right?
Yep.
What's she got to lose?
Not a thing.
Yeah, I don't. Everything is reversed, folks. To be a real woman or to be a real man now, you can't do that. You're supposed to be snowflakes and wusses. You're supposed to bow down and kiss the criminal's feet and hope that he won't do bad things to you. Our crime rate is way up there because people will not fight back. And I don't know. But, Larry, you've been an officer for years, and I just... What is your take on this Kenosha deal? I'm a dinosaur. I have my own attitude about what you do to people like that. And I'm not talking about the kid. I'm talking about the attackers.
Well, I'll put it this way, Stuart. It appears to me that America now has a police force that is paid to watch the criminals do the crime. They're not paid to stop them. When I was a cop, we were paid to go get them. You know, it wasn't a joke. You went and got them. If two or more people conspired and made a overt act at going to do anything crime-wise, you could arrest them for that. And you could sure arrest them if you stand there watching them burn buildings down or break into buildings or knock people down or hurt people. You could arrest them on the spot. But what we're paying the police now for, according to the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, is to watch crimes be committed. So it's no wonder some people in America choose now to fight back.
Yep, and of course that's the worst thing they could do, according to the left, because now we're going to have to put you in prison. The criminals go free and you go to prison. Everything is reversed, folks. It's just exactly what Bible prophecy said was going to happen. Why do you turn things upside down, the Lord asks. You're turning things upside down. Why are you doing that? Well, when you say you're going to turn everything upside down, that filters down to just about everything you can think of. And we're just bowing down now to a medical tyranny. CDC, who not that long ago said masks were totally ineffective. Well, now everybody's supposed to wear one. And if you don't wear one, you get looked at like you're some sort of a criminal by idiots out there that are wearing masks. Why don't they do their own research? Why don't they look at report, and I'm talking scientific reports. Masks are not only don't help you at all, even in the operating room, they don't help you at all. They actually harm you. Those are the facts. Well, deep state has to turn around and say, well, that's just misinformation and disinformation. People like Fauci and Birx and the rest of these guys, Bill Gates, but don't laugh at them too hard because they are in control, and I believe they're going to remain in control for a long time. Unless the American people finally begin to wake up and begin to really ask really serious questions. But it doesn't seem that that's going to happen much. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to give a real quick tip here. It's of the earth, earthly, and so probably in heaven they don't do it. But if suddenly somebody grabs you, and this is especially for women, if they grab you and they climb on top of you and they're trying to drag you and you think you're going to die, just use your hands. You don't need a weapon. Just grab both sides of their head, put your thumbs over their eyeballs, and push like hell, and sooner or later those eyeballs will pop, and hey, they'll leave you alone.
Yeah. Earth ugly
now
is exactly what it is.
And I tell
you
what,
Stuart,
if you don't want to hurt anybody, though, just go ahead and die because that's where it's going.
I know. I guess the police are on a lot of this themselves because, now, in our particular case, I don't know how our county police officer is. I know our medical professor or whatever she calls herself. She's in on this, everybody has to kind of wear a mask and social distancing and all this stuff. None of it does any good. In fact, I believe there were at least 100, maybe 1,000 doctors overseas that got together and said, hey, folks, this is a hoax. Not that COVID-19 isn't real, but we don't know what it is. And it's bad news all the way around, and I don't know what we're going to do about it. Nothing, I would assume. It's just too bad that this boy now, he's 17 years old, always wanted to be a police officer. Well, I guess that's not going to happen. Anyway, U.S. Justice Department to investigate COVID-19 nursing home deaths from orders from state governors. Justice Department has requested COVID-19 data from governors of states that issued orders which have resulted in the death of thousands of elderly nursing home residents. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan requiring nursing homes to admit COVID-19 patients. And I think the governor in Minnesota did the same thing. These people are committing murder, these governors. I mean, you got to be a complete idiot to do that in the first place. They should be not only investigated. My problem is if it's the Justice Department, they'll complete their investigation in the year 3035. when they're all dead and gone, because that's the way that our people work. Look at, what's his name, Larry? Durham, who's doing all the investigating.
Yeah, that should have, them people should have been going to jail a long time ago. From what I hear, he doesn't even have a grand jury operating.
No, it's all sham.
And the reason I say that, Stuart, if you really watch closely, this big show and tell that they put out about this FBI attorney that changed the record that actually indicated, let's see, what's it, the Peropolis or whatever his name is, wasn't a CIA or FBI asset, which was wrong.
Yes.
Remember, he was sent before a judge and made his little plea, and he waived the grand jury. So, Stuart, everybody thought suddenly, well, here's the first one that's going to, the grand jury is indicted, going to be arrested. Well, that wasn't true. He didn't have a grand jury.
Yep. The whole thing is a scam. And Psalm 2 tells you that the kings and the rulers of the earth, folks, are all in this together. And don't be fooled that they aren't. They are. The only thing we have going for us is God said there would be a delay in his reappearance when Jesus would come back, that there would be a delay. We don't know what that delay is. And really, we don't even know why. But who's to question that? I wanted to get into this Russian thing here a little bit, Larry. I wanted to read from Ezekiel, "Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. And thus saith the Lord, it shall come to pass that at the same time," this is when they're on the mountains of Israel now, they're already invading Israel, "shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up," over the poles, folks, "to the land of unwalled villages," Babylon, America. "I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates." And he does it to take a spoil. Now, this is interesting, because you'll find confirmation of who is attacked in Isaiah, Jeremiah, and the book of Revelation. And it's the United States, mighty Babylon the Great. We're all at rest. We are, well, theoretically we're at rest. I don't know, with all the riots going on. But anyway, here's the headline. U.S. fighter jets intercept 6 Russian spy planes flying near Alaska for hours. What is going on there, Larry, other than the fact they're probing?
Well, of course they're probing. And ironically, is the fact that, you know, it takes us a while to respond. That's interesting. Why would they be there for hours and we finally intercept them? I mean, does that make a lot of sense to you?
No, unless it's deliberate. Unless we're allowing that to happen, you got to understand, folks, deep state, global deep state, has no nations. They operate under a whole legal concept that's totally different than nation states. And this may be why. They're up there for hours, and finally we get around to going up and saying, hey, what are you doing up here? Then it says, I made this comment, Russian bombers have been probing Canada and the USA defenses for quite a while. And now, though, this is a new one. They launched some missiles?
Well, right. Not only that, Stuart, Hal Turner posted it first today, and then they verified it. Russian submarine surfaces near Alaska. During Russia's war game exercise, Russian ships also off the Alaska coast inside international waters. We've got a whole Russian war fleet out there. And the reports did come in. I've got it that they're firing missiles. And not only are they firing missiles, China's also firing and test firing these carrier killer missiles to keep us off the the China Sea. So we're in dire straits. But you know, you mentioned earlier those that dwell safely.
Yes.
Really, right now at the present moment, we're our own worst enemy. Now, on the other side of that, I guess we don't have to worry about it anymore because we get took out.
Yes. Yeah, folks, we get taken out, and it's all you got to do is read Isaiah chapter 47, and that talks about riots and revolution in our cities, fires in our cities. We've mentioned that before, and how our borders have been wide open for years as God himself filled us with alien fifth column military type people who at the right time would rise up within, and this is what we're beginning to see. So don't be surprised when this thing goes totally bonkers, because it's going to, and we are going to go down, and who knows what they have here for Spetsnaz. I'm sure has suitcase nukes here, and they're going to be used. And all of this is done under the behest of global deep state, because America has to go down for the New World Order to operate. As long as America's here, as long as the Constitution is here, as long as we have a Bill of Rights, we're in the way, and we have to be dealt with. We have to be taken out. And what you're watching in all these cities is that operation. It may take a year, but they're gonna win. They're gonna take us out. And I don't know. It's too bad to watch. And there's another one. North Korea attacks and destroys Chinese fishing boat, so they fight among themselves.
Another serious one, though, Stuart, is the one, and you mentioned the high places, they come down. Russia's already got some, they call them peacekeepers, but they're Russians on the border there of northern Israel. In that Golan region, and there's a report today indicating Russia has sent 7 military transport planes. These are those cargo planes to the Russian air base in Syria, and of course we don't know what's in them. So, you know, I mentioned the last show, I believe I said that Russian and Chinese military were in movement all over the world, and you know, our poor intel agencies, all they can worry about is Trump.
Yeah, well, all kinds of weird things are coming along, and I think we have some inbounds. In fact, I believe that's in one of the Bible codes, is an impact event. We're coming up on September 1st or 2nd is when one of the so-called impact events was supposed to take place. However, you remember the Illuminati time schedule that made rounds? Well, virtually none of that has actually come to pass. So, okay, in March, we were supposed to, pandemic sweeps the world with lockdowns. That happened. June, protests and riots, which evidently continue right along. July was supposed to be a solar flare, CME or EMP event. Then in August, Yellowstone was supposed to erupt. Well, it better erupt in the next couple days. September, alien invasion, possible blue beam, fake arrival event. And then on October, meteor shower events is supposed to be. Then November 2020, second wave of CV-19, December, major asteroid impact event. Anyway, a lot of that hasn't happened, so I guess you have to take it all with a grain of salt. What you got left, Larry?
Well, I was just going to mention real quick this new August 25th Torah code from Rabbi Glazerson, where he ties in Trump, Cyrus, 5780, which is 2020, the year of Messiah, Elijah, and peace, which we have that peace plan that's beginning to come together a little bit, but we also know that's probably a trap.
Yeah.
Well, we are getting awful close, folks. You got to be in denial not to realize, with everything that's going on with Earth changes, the cosmic signs we've had, what's going on with Israel, that is the centerpiece of all of biblical prophecy on Earth, and it's also kind of a timeline. When you look at all this stuff, we're close. And if you haven't prepared, you're probably going to wish you had. Even finding shortages up here now with certain things. So it's beginning. Anyway, Larry, thanks for coming on. Appreciate your expertise in the police operations. I just don't understand what's really going on, so that makes a lot of sense. Anyway, thanks a lot for coming on. Take care. And, folks, take care of yourselves. Heads up. And count every day a blessing that's normal. And thank the Lord for it. Anyway, good night, everyone. Take care. Bye.